CBS drama FBI, Most Wanted attacks abortion laws in Tennessee and Georgia. By Warner Todd Houston on September 29, 2022. The CBS drama FBI, Most Wanted targeted the states of Tennessee and Georgia for their abortion laws on Wednesday, and also threw digs at profile Americans as a bonus. The series' September 28 episode, Taxman, follows an IRS employee in Tennessee who claims her two male co-workers raped her during a conference in Florida. She became pregnant, the story continues, but she never filed a rape report. But because of Tennessee's lack of a rape clause in its abortion laws and Georgia's requirement that a police report be filed ahead of an abortion, the woman could not get an abortion to eliminate the rapist's child in either state. IRS employee Darla, Danny Diet, is also mentally ill and has stopped taking her medication. This imbalance sends her into a murderous rage, and she murders the two men she claimed had raped her, Newsbusters noted. This is where the FBI come into the story in an effort to hunt Darla down for murder and for crossing state lines. The FBI contacts an abortion clinic in Georgia where the suspect tried to get her baby aborted. During the interview, Georgia abortion clinic employee Mary tells the FBI, "Darla is 9 weeks pregnant. She told me that she had been sexually assaulted and couldn't get help in Tennessee because they have no exception for rape. So she came here to see us." Mary explains that Darla could not get an abortion at the Georgia clinic either, because the Peach State has a requirement that a police report must have been filed to prove a rape. And since Darla didn't have a report, she was refused the abortion. Agent Scott then asks, "How'd she react?" To which Agent Barnes sarcastically replies, "Well, how do you think? She was raped and nobody would help her." The interview with the abortion worker ended with a dig at pro-life supporters. Ending the interview with the Georgia abortion worker, Agent Scott notes that they are looking for Darla for murdering the two men. The abortion clinic worker ends the interview saying, "Seriously? Usually, it's the protesters we worry about, not the patients." The episode also took potshots at white men. Killer Darla had committed her murderous rampage dressed as a white man. This sent the FBI team initially looking for a white man as their suspect. The possibility that a white man could be the murderer sent one agent to blurt out, "Well, yeah, a young white male, rage issues with the government. I'd say that's a concern." In a second dig at white people, of the two IRS agents Darla killed, one was a black man. And during an interview with the FBI agents, the man's wife, also black, tells the agents that she thinks a white man killed her husband. "It's not obvious? A white racist loser angry at the world. The country's full of them," the woman says. FBI, Most Wanted is far from the only TV series to lambaste abortion laws, and it certainly won't be the last. A few years ago, NBC's Law & Order SVU put Ohio on blast for an abortion ban in its October 2019 episode entitled, "The Burden of Our Choices." It was a show that even an abortion supporter panned for its misleading portrayal of Ohio's abortion laws, as the episode made it seem as if women can't get abortions at all in Ohio, a claim that just isn't true. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.